TBS トークラジオ。
LA. Good morning around the world.
Good morning, Manu. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. I had to say good morning to everyone else first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's polite.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning to you.
So, how did you survive last night? Did you sleep well?
I slept very well, but still not enough. You know, I get to bed at 12 at midnight, and I slept till about 5 this morning. So.
Yeah.
That's two nights with about 5 hours of sleep, you know.
I got to bed pretty late last night, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was crazy for me. Yeah. I left here and I had to go to the SAG place down there on Wilshire and spend a couple of hours there doing what I had to do there.
Right.
And then I got on home and then I had to get ready for an interview.
Oh.
So, you know, it was about a couple of hours, and then I took off and went for an interview.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no, hang on.
Yeah?
It wasn't an interview, it was an audition.
Oh, an audition.
Yeah, an audition.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but I did have an interview last night.
I see, okay.
But I went to an audition, it was at 4 o'clock, and
What was it for?
Well, it was for a music video.
Oh.
And apparently this young gentleman, his name is not released yet.
Uh-huh.
And he's singing like an old style Mrs. Robinson thing.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine me as Mrs. Robinson?
So, not very flattering, you know, but, so, but I would imagine she was probably also in her late 30s.
No, she was
30s.
Supposed to be hot. Yeah, she's in her late 30s. Well, you know, back in the...
In the movie.
In the movie,
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I got up and did my old swerve and catwalk, you know, that kind of thing, and, you know, seductive
yeah.
movements around, you know, around the
Where
guy.
Where did you learn how to do catwalk?
I was a model.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, so they taught you all
that. Yeah, they taught me all that. So it was fun. It was actually really fun, and the guys were really great as well.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, actually, they were very polite. They were... very attractive, all three of them.
Really?
The ones that were casting.
So they picked your interest
like,
a little
ooh,
bit.
Look at these two, all three.
You're not supposed to be noticing these things, you know. You're hitched, you know.
But I couldn't. Well, one of the guys, his name is Daniel, totally blew me by surprise because I had only received an email with reference to the audition.
Right.
And then I show up and I looked at him. He's looking at me and he goes, "Oh, hi, Manu." And I went, "Wow." And I was just overwhelmed with this beautiful,
with his
the most beautiful beard I've ever seen.
A beard. You fell in love with a beard.
This beard was amazing. It was like...
What was special about it?
I don't know what it was. It wasn't like your regular beard. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And you could see the little perky lips in behind the hair. And and he had one of those emo hairdos.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, wow, you're hot."
But you didn't tell him that, right?
I don't know. No, I think I did.
Really?
I think I did tell him he was
you
hot.
You actually tell men that they're hot?
Yeah,
really?
Why not?
Well, that's unusual, you know? I mean, it's very unusual. I don't think women go around. Well, maybe it's just me. Maybe nobody approached me that way, so I think it doesn't happen.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting audition.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then I come home and then had to go for another interview.
Well, good. So you're keeping busy.
Yeah.
You'll eventually land something, I'm
sure. Yeah, and I came home, and my roommate had... invited a couple of her friends over, Travis and, oh God, what's his name? Richard. I think it's Richard. And hi out there, guys. And great couple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two guys.
Really?
They're a couple.
Oh,
they're
yeah?
so adorable. You should see them.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we had like wine and, you know, a bit of smoke and everything like that. It was sweet.
Yeah.
So and I crashed out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, that stuff will make you tired if you do too much of it.
Well, a combination,
yeah.
More than anything. And the fact that it was a really long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very much.
So what did you get up to yesterday?
Well, I was here yesterday, and we were still doing air checks with Dr. Michelle and Simon, the hip guy. And it worked very well, but I was extremely embarrassed and upset because what happened is I sat here with Dr. Michelle, and you know we sort of spoke for a little bit to do our air check, and in the end, instead of saving it, I pressed cancel.
So
the entire thing didn't get recorded, didn't get saved.
Oh.
So I felt so bad for her, you know. I mean, and she's like, "It's okay, it's all right, don't worry about it," you know.
There's more now, Dr. Michelle. She's coming in what, once a week?
Yes, Friday at 11.
Friday at 11.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really curious to hear.
Yeah, that. I mean, she's going to have some fun stuff, you know.
I bet she is.
Yeah, yeah, she's a psychologist, and she's going to talk about relationships and things like that. So I think that would be a good show on our station, you know. Yeah. And speaking of our station, you know, we've been getting, like, overwhelming response.
Yeah, I got a fan
people.
Mail.
Yeah, you got fan mail. Tell
I got fan
about.
Mail from some guy down in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. It's like... What is this?
People already falling in love with you, you see?
Yeah. So apparently they went online and looked up my name, Googled my name, and so, of course, all these different things popped up.
Uh-huh.
Because if you do Google my name,
yes.
There's like a bunch of stuff that
there's
come
a bunch
up
of
on
stuff.
It.
Yeah, Manu gets around, even on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Even in cyberspace.
Should have seen my reaction when I first saw my name on the internet, you know, like Google.
Right.
I was like, "Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows my personal life."
I know.
Almost.
Yeah,
they know what I'm getting up to.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful. Don't
I
reveal
know.
Too much.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But
I have a little secret that you probably don't know.
Okay. I love secrets.
I know. That's why it's a secret. You're not going to know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next topic.
All right. Well, hey, all those Led Zeppelin fans out there, apparently they're making a comeback.
Really?
Yes, they are. And they're actually due to play in this year's Bonnaroo lineup. It's the festival. I don't know where it's being held, but it's the festival being held June 12th. To June 15th. It's like this massive music festival.
Uh-huh.
Now, with them, I mean, apparently it's the biggest thing around.
Yeah.
But with them, there's Kanye West and Pearl Jam and Metallica as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Led Zeppelin. I mean, these guys are old now. Have you seen Robert Plant lately? He had a concert on TV, and he looks old, you know, and so does Jimmy Page. But they can still make music, you know, and amazingly, a lot of bands are coming back now.
So does Mick Jagger.
Yeah, Mick Jagger. I mean, he's going to live forever. You
God,
know,
he's ugly. He was ugly when he was young, and he's even uglier now.
I know, but hey, you know, he's a musician, and he's made his place in the history, you know.
He's got that flabby skin, you know, the old flaps.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching him in concert. I don't know what concert it was. It was some, like, maybe it was Super Bowl, maybe it was something like that, you know, similar to effect. Uh-huh. And he was up on stage, and I was watching his arms, because he's still wearing the tank tops.
Uh-huh.
And he's flapping his arms. I was like, oh my God, that's worse than a woman.
Do they look like wings? You know, maybe you can
kidding. They look like wings, really? You know, ready to take off.
Wow. Yeah, these guys are getting old, you know. But people still like them, I mean, because they're classics.
Yeah. Oh, know, yeah. So. I am such a Led Zeppelin fan. It's not funny. I love Led Zeppelin.
You know, a lot of people do. And, I mean, they made some great music in the
70s. Yes, they did. You know? They did. Yeah. And ironically enough, you know, Led Zeppelin has a tribute band.
Yeah.
And they call themselves Les Zeppelin. So with that word being said, yes. I'm sure you understand what the band is.
Well, I think so. Gee, let me think about that for a while.
Les Zeppelin. Ding-a-ding. Come on, Sam.
Maybe it's just play on letters or something?
No.
Oh, come on, I'm pulling your leg.
But anyway, the tribute band called Les Zeppelin,
right.
A female group, all lesbians,
right.
They are going to perform in Manchester.
Really?
Yes,
and these are
very
females
soon.
Who are going to do Led Zeppelin songs?
Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
So I'm really curious. I hope that they do some sort of recording and then it goes up on YouTube, because I would really be curious as to how these ladies pull it off.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, totally.
So is that the secret?
No.
Was that the secret?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm still waiting for it. I thought you pulled out your notebook. I thought you were going to read the secret.
No.
Oh.
Off air, Sam.
Off the air. Okay.
Off the air. So anyways, on another sad note, we are talking about musicians and that. We've got the Beatles. And with reference to them, I didn't know this, but the Beatles were very much involved with, what's his name, Maharishi Yogi. He is like an India, you know, yogi.
Yeah, like a guru. Yeah.
Yes. Well, he died yesterday.
Oh.
He was 91 in his Dutch home in Vlodrop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... I didn't even know that the Beatles was, like, really into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Well,
I kind of guessed John Lennon was.
John Lennon was.
Yeah,
into it, yes.
but apparently he was very, you know, into, yeah. or the Beatles was into.
So you
into.
Think all of them were into that?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe
That's
so.
Interesting, yeah. I don't know about these people that follow the gurus and stuff with those ashrams and things like that. But, I mean, I can see the idea of, like, free sex and stuff there, you know. Remember they had that community in Oregon and stuff. And but, I mean, they were having sex with children and stuff, too, I think. I don't know. I don't want to. But if I recall correctly, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but at least with young women, you know, and it's like, the leader of the group gets to have sex with everybody and, you know, with all the women. And
well,
and
I don't think that's necessarily the guru that would do that, like a yogi guru.
Yeah. Well, often they do. Often they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why they build those cults
those
in
big,
the first place. You
know? Yeah. Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe I should be a guru, you know?
You're already a guru, Sam. What are you talking about?
No, but I need a
just
little...
Just not on the spiritual side.
Yeah, a little commune, you know, where everybody lives and walks around naked and, you know, everybody's just having a blast, you know? I mean, that
I
sounds
know,
like
I
a
know.
Good life.
So here's a couple of other rumors. They're saying Jennifer Lopez is having twins.
Oh, yeah? I thought people knew that, didn't they?
Well, they knew that she was having a baby, but I don't think they knew that she was having twins.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but along the lines with that, Angelina Jolie is also noted to be having twins as well.
Is that so?
Now, this is funny. This is why when I was reading it, it was like, that sounds stupid. Because there was word that on Brad Pitt's side of the family, there's history of twins.
Oh.
Now, we know, well, I know, mm-hmm. that it's on the women's side, the women's generation.
Uh-huh.
that if you are inclined to have twins, it comes from the female side, not the male side. Mm-hmm. Because having twins is the splitting of the egg or the release of two eggs at one time.
Right.
It's not splitting of the sperm, God's sake. It's you've got to have two eggs,
right,
or a splitting of the egg to
exactly,
have twins.
Exactly.
Now, but they're saying that that Angelina Jolie did do in vitro
right,
fertilization,
yeah,
which of course
test tube,
yeah, because egg, they put a bunch of eggs into,
yeah,
yourself and hope,
yeah,
that some,
yeah, well,
of them
I'm not surprised.
Fertilize.
In fact, I was going to tell you they probably had those treatments because often when you get those treatments, you get more than one child. You,
yeah,
can have
exactly,
twins or a triplet.
Exactly. So I'm thinking whether Jennifer Lopez also had the in vitro treatment.
Hmm.
Because there's no twin history on her side as well.
Oh.
And, I mean, it's just been years, for,
yeah,
you know, since she's been trying to have a baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that explains it, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. So, from the elections yesterday, that was quite
Super
overwhelming,
Tuesday,
wasn't it?
Yes. Some great results, actually.
Yeah.
You know.
And Barack Obama really showed it up, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm. You know, he's given Hillary a run for her money.
Yeah,
and he's got a good chance. He's got a good chance of doing,
yeah,
this. And but she took California big time.
Yes,
big time.
That's what I did hear.
Yeah, in fact, in California, it was, if I recall correctly, it was like 50%. You know, she was leading by it's 54% for Hillary, and Barack got 37%. So,
okay.
Yeah, so she won big time in California. And but you know what's encouraging, at least for Hillary fans or followers? Remember I told you about the number of delegates that you need, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of irrelevant how many states you win,
right,
as long as you win enough delegates. In order to win, the Democrats need 2,025 delegates.
Right.
And the GOP, the Republicans, need 1,191. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so as far as delegates, let me tell you where they stand. And this is the whole country, obviously.
I'm still trying to learn about this or understand that delegate things,
right,
you know.
But
obviously,
even without understanding,
yeah,
you just understand that one has to have more points than anybody else.
The other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way the Democratic picture looks is Hillary has 732 delegates so far,
uh-huh,
and Obama has 639. So it's almost 100 delegates more for Clinton. And but he's within a spitting distance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he could very
How
well
easy
catch.
Could it be to get, you know, extra delegates?
Well, obviously there's a lot more states,
yeah,
that are going to hold elections because, like for Hillary, she's got 732. She needs 2,025.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
obviously there's going to be some more elections and and the
wow,
elections
seems
have not
like
been
there's going to be a whole lot more elections.
Yeah, yeah, there will be more.
Yeah.
And yeah, because recall, I mean, there was only about, what, 4 or 5 before Super Tuesday.
Right.
And now we had about 24, so we're still looking at about 20 more states.
Oh, yeah, my God. Okay.
And, yeah, people thought that Super Tuesday would sort of like decide the
really
picture.
Really decide, but no, it's,
yeah,
it's still too.
Yeah, but on the Republican side, definitely McCain is up ahead. He's got 525 delegates, and
yeah,
Romney, the second one, has 223. So it's all, so more than less than half,
yeah,
of the delegates that McCain has. So McCain has taken obviously the lead, and you know, so he's obviously going to be the Republican candidate.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what?
Doesn't
I
look
like him.
Weird.
In
but
what
he
way?
Looks, he looks weird. He's got that,
yeah,
funny face. So I
yeah,
know.
But he's got a hot wife. Have you seen his wife?
I
he's got
know.
A young blonde wife, and if you recall,
she's actually from British. She's from Britain.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember. If you remember, in the last elections, she was having problems, I think, with prescription pills or something. She
right.
was addicted, and they made a big deal out of it, and then she started talking about addiction and all that.
Yeah.
So, but you know that he's been in he was in a Vietnam prison.
Yes.
For 5 years. For five
wow,
years.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I did
and
not know that.
It's not just a prison, but virtually a box, you know. And
so he was a POW.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you know, and that's what he keeps bringing up, and that's what people know him for mainly. And,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, someone like that, you know, that has given so much for his country does deserve a chance, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody, his critics say he's too old and that, but I don't think he is. You know, at least for 4 years, he's got a good
Ron Paul was, what, 70-something,
yeah,
wasn't he?
But nobody's electing him, you know. So,
I know.
Yeah.
I wish. I was kind of following him for a bit.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of like woke up to Ron Paul. I never even heard of him until about a month ago.
Yeah.
And but he obviously doesn't stand a chance, you know. So at least not in this election.
No.
And I think McCain would be a good president. Although I'm not going to vote for him because I decided to go with Hillary this year.
Yes.
And but let's say Obama takes it, then it's a tough decision for me. You know, Obama or McCain. And I'll probably go for Obama because I'm frankly quite tired of the domination of the Republicans in the government in the past, you know, over a decade.
Well, you know, George Clooney supports Obama. He voted for Obama yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
really?
The news along.
Yeah,
yes.
He's getting a lot of support. You know, I mean, he's got Oprah. He's got the Kennedys behind him. You know, so, yeah, he's
Schwarzenegger.
Got, yeah.
No, hang on.
No.
Schwarzenegger's Clinton, right?
Right. No.
Yeah.
He went for McCain.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's a Republican.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was for McCain. I don't know. But I don't pay that much attention to the Republican side. I think. And you know what's interesting in California? The percentage of Hispanics that voted.
Right.
30% of the entire population.
Of 30% of the entire
voting.
Of the voting was Hispanic.
Yeah. The voting population.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not surprising. I mean, we have like an increasingly growing Hispanic community, you know. And I mean, we're close to the Mexican border. And
right.
Obviously, you know, this is one of the closest places for them to get. And there's a lot of them. Obviously, there's a lot of them. And people predict they'll have a majority eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know in how many years, but... I mean, already you can feel it in L.A. We have a Hispanic mayor, and so it shows you the influence that Hispanics have in the city and in Southern
California.
In all of California, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's you know, it doesn't really surprise me, but I'm actually quite happy that they went out to vote.
You're
that's
right.
Really awesome.
You're right.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the gossip on the celebrity side.
Oh, yeah, you got some gossip for us?
I got some gossip.
What's the latest on Heath Ledger's death?
Oh, geez. You know, they're now saying that it was a minute overdose or accidental overdose.
Right.
And the numbers that were thrown out there was like 2 sleeping pills, 2 painkillers, and 2 Valium.
You're right.
And,
sleeping pills, too. Did
you
say that?
And 2 sleeping pills.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how to think about this, but I just think it's a whole bunch of crud.
Why would they lie about it?
Because he's not a scandal. They're not trying to turn him into a scandal.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't one of those celebrities that they wanted to attack or anything like that. That's
right.
My honest opinion.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
Unlike
but
an,
who is they? Who is they?
The public, the you know, the paparazzi, the media, and everything like that.
Yeah, but they're not the ones that decided the cause of death. You know.
No, they're not. But there was also gossip that the very first statement that the police had made at the scene was discarded.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there was all this rumors about certain things being removed from the room.
Right.
Now, then this other gentleman from in a magazine came out, and he was a club owner in New York that Heath Ledger frequent.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he got his cocaine supply.
Oh, okay.
Now, even if it was an accidental overdose,
mm-hmm.
you've got to still remember the bigger picture. He was over-medicating himself.
Yeah, obviously. I mean,
obviously with coke, with this, with that. I mean, like, It was inevitable. That's exactly what Britney Spears is doing right now.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess, you know, I mean, detectives and stuff can probably figure out whether the drugs were taken in order to commit suicide or,
yeah,
or, you know, just to sort of like get you out of it. And then you,
they're
and
looking
then it is
for
accidental.
The high.
Yeah.
They're looking for the high. They're right. looking for the, yeah. you know, like to get away from things. It's not about pain.
Yeah.
It's not about not getting enough sleep. It's like it's about like getting to that point where right. he completely numbs himself.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes you wonder, you know, if people that die of overdose, if they secretly had a desire to die.
Yeah.
Because it seems like so many people it happens to. And, you know, and they just, you know, I don't think they're committing suicide, but it seems as though they've gotten as low
no,
as possible.
They lose their mind. They lose their perspective on life. They right. lose their self-esteem. They lose everything.
Right.
You know, uh-huh. And I think that's what it was. He was just, yeah. you know, when you're dealing with cocaine, when you're dealing with other drugs, all these other drugs that you're doing.
Right.
It's going to affect your mental health.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then once that starts deteriorating,
yeah.
well, we all know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
drugs are just too easy. It's an easy way out. You
yeah.
know, and many people, you know, turn to it.
I know. No one's ever overdosed on marijuana.
No, no.
Or
I
killed.
Don't think so. Well, no.
Or
but,
anything.
But people have gotten sick on it. I've heard that before.
I know. Yeah. I know. But you know, Britney Spears' mother is now accusing Britney's manager.
Uh huh.
For dosing Britney up.
Really? Her
yeah.
manager?
Yeah.
And how do you think he did that?
Oh, apparently. Yeah.
He just brought her the drugs.
It's been alleged that he's been getting the drugs and crushing yeah. it up in her food and putting it in her drinks. And it's like, oh, geez, here we go.
What, against her will? No, she obviously knows he's doing that.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
But this is a mother, you know, like yeah. trying to throw it out there.
Yeah,
probably.
I don't know about this. Yeah, I
yeah.
don't know about this
I know,
story.
It's full of shit.
You know, she could, yeah. I mean, she doesn't need anybody else to serve the drugs
no.
for her. I think she can do it herself.
No. Yeah. And it's like her mother's, I mean, geez, please,
yeah.
come on.
I know.
So, and here's something interesting. You know, the whole hit and caboodle about Paris Hilton uh-huh. going in for a DUI.
Yes.
And then her license was suspended, right?
right?
And then she went to jail. How long did she spend in jail? A month or something like that?
21 days, maybe.
21
yeah,
days?
Something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Rebecca De Mornay, uh-huh. last year, the night before Halloween, was pulled over for DUI.
Yeah.
She finally went to the court yesterday,
uh-huh.
and she pleaded guilty to DUI. She was over the limit by 0.09.
Wow.
Just
so
above.
She had a lot.
Yeah, she had a lot to drink.
Body. Yes.
Anyways, can you believe that they gave her 3 years probation and yeah. a $350 fine?
Really? Well,
yeah.
but she did serve in jail, you know, so I... Yeah, but what's the point of the $350? I don't get that.
No, no, she didn't go to jail. Rebecca De Mornay?
Oh, oh, I'm still on Paris Hilton.
No, I was comparing the,
right,
the
right.
two situations.
Yeah, no, I spaced out, sorry.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Wake up.
Well, I got distracted. Sorry.
Why? I wasn't showing my titties.
No, you weren't showing your titties.
But do you remember her, what was her most popular film that she came in to? Oh,
she
Risky Business.
Risky Business.
Risky
Tom
Business,
Cruise.
Tom
yes,
Cruise.
Right.
But the one that I remember significantly about her was the one movie called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that
yes.
one?
She was like a babysitter or something?
She was a babysitter. She
yeah.
came in as a babysitter.
Right.
And then she went a little crazy.
Yeah,
and I
she
think
freaked
she
out.
Really is crazy, actually.
Yeah.
I think
she probably
she's
is.
Not all there.
Yeah. You know who her father is? That was Wally. I can't remember his last name, but he used to have like his own show on small cable television stations.
Right.
And he would just like talk, you know, he was like a just an outrageous person, you know, and
yeah.
the way he talked, he had like his own act and stuff, like shouting all the time and stuff, like, you know, and criticizing everybody. And yeah, I don't know where he disappeared, but he was quite a character. And I don't think she wanted anything to do with him, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful, you know, and but she hasn't been in many movies lately.
No, you know, I think she came out with an episodic television, uh-huh. you know, television episodic. I cannot remember the name of it right now, but mm-hmm. she was the main character in that.
Yeah.
I'd have to find out.
Okay.
I don't have my computer with me, so I can't look up IMDb right away.
Okay.
But well, but that was her last last stint, I think,
yeah.
was with that. I'm trying to remember. My yeah. God, what was it? I don't know. It was...
Well,
whatever.
We'll have to. I wanted to remind the listeners, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to take your calls. Our toll-free number is 866-515-6977. Outside the U.S., it's 323-284-2554. And if by now you've fallen in love with Manu, you can email to her in real time at info@bbstalkradio.com.
I've already got one fan mail.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Get a couple a day. You know, you'll have a following. You know, but I bought you your domain name, manutoigo.com.
Yes.
And I need to help you do something with that.
I attempted and and I was freaking out, and I was like, "Ooh, okay,
Yeah, it's not that easy building a website. No, you know? I mean, they try to make it easy, but I'll show you. I'll show you how to do that, and
please.
Then you can play around with it. You know.
Thank you.
And then you can reveal even more about yourself, so the whole world will know what's going on.
I know. Yeah. I know. I should put my own forum up on that one.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Now let me ask you this, okay? Because I've been thinking about this morning, and I thought I'm going to ask you this on the air.
Oh
now,
no!
You know that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay. What is it?
How long has William, your boyfriend, been gone? This time.
Oh, he left on the 1st of January.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, so was he still here when I met you? Oh, we didn't meet. We hadn't met by at that
we?
Point yet. No.
Oh,
no,
really?
No.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
No, we haven't.
No.
So, okay, so it's been like a month.
It's been just over a month, yes.
Yeah. Now, so you haven't had sex for a month, at least.
Well, not with him.
Oh, really?
No, with myself.
Oh, this. Okay, well, that doesn't count. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get something out of me, huh?
Yeah, that's hot, man. That's hot. But, yeah, I don't know. Female masturbation does something for me. Always been fascinated with it.
I know.
I think because when I was young, I probably didn't realize that women do that, you know. So,
yeah.
So when you finally discover that, then you realize that, hey, women actually like sex, you know.
It's so crazy because a lot of women will deny the fact that they masturbate.
They will.
It's like, oh, I don't do that. Like as if it's some sin or something wrong dirty, you know.
Yeah. Some people are raised to believe that it is a sin.
I was raised a Catholic.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not kidding. When I was, you know, first starting to feel, you know, sexuality, so to speak, oh my gosh, I remember going through this whole turmoil, you know, like, oh my gosh, the God's punishing me, God's punishing me, you know, because, you know.
What age did you start that? Do you remember?
I do, actually. I remember starting at around 13, 15, 14, somewhere around there.
Are you serious? So you never did it as a little girl or anything?
No,
really?
Not at all.
Because I think many do.
No, well, the thing is, I grew up really, really tomboyish.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it didn't even spark my interest or anything of the sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you didn't have a penis, you weren't really interested.
No, I guess not.
A man without a penis.
A man without a penis. I was.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's so hard to picture you as a tomboy, you know?
Yeah.
It really is, because, I mean, you're feminine now and everything.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I enjoy my sexuality now.
Yeah. Were you a tomboy at the military when you were...
Oh, yeah. Even worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I could imagine.
That's why I was in the military for so long.
So at what point did the change occur? When did you decide, okay, I'm actually a woman and not a man in a woman's body?
It came because... I started dating this gentleman named Kane. What a beautiful name. I still think it's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
And he was really special. And he was the one that said, you know, come on, I want you to wear a skirt. You know, why don't you wear a skirt? Why don't you put some makeup on? And, you know, and it was a gradual process, let's put it that way. I owned my first pair of heels when I started dating him.
Oh, yeah?
And I think I was... At that age, I was 24. Mm. I was 24, around 24 when I met him.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was also my first... that's when I first started having experiences of having an orgasm during sex.
Really?
Yeah, I never had one before.
Never had one before.
Yeah.
What
not during sex.
What age did you have sex for the first time?
I was 19.
Oh.
Yeah, a little over 19.
Oh, so you waited a while.
I did. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, not that I was waiting. It was just never happened.
And at what age did you discover orgasm?
At 24.
At 24. So yeah. 5 years, you've had sex, but you didn't really enjoy it. Or you didn't realize it could get... Well, you could. You did realize. I mean, because you could...
That was a very sad effect. Yeah. For me.
Well, you know, I think most women go through that until they do become familiar with their or aware of their sexuality, and to decide what they like and what they don't like.
Well, I think I still had a lot of hang-ups because of, you know, my religion that I was raised as,
right.
You know, being Catholic.
Uh-huh.
And it did take a lot of, you know, it was really tapping into my brain.
Oh, yeah?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I was always feeling guilty about having sex.
Yeah, I think most people do. I did.
And you did too?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not sex, but masturbation. You know, I mean, when I was young, because...
Oh, this was both.
Yeah. I was very sexual at a young age. I mean, I recall at the age of maybe 5 years old, I was playing doctor with the girls in the building. And I mean, doctor big time, you know.
You know, my first orgasm, I discovered when I was in a pool.
In a pool?
Yeah, you know, the jet.
Oh, the jet. So you kind of like by accident you discovered that?
Yeah, I was wow.
What see, now that's a turn-on, because a woman can just come without touching herself, you know? That's an amazing thing, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's very hard. I mean, like a lot of women, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Men, they get a hard-on, you know, they go in and out or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And
women's
sexuality they can ejaculate easily.
Yeah, women's is more complicated than that.
Yeah, yeah. Way more complicated. Yeah. Jeez.
Although, don't think that every man, it's easy for him to ejaculate, you know, or to get hard, you know. I mean, it's just that, you know, it hasn't been discussed as much.
Right.
But many men, I think, have as much trouble as women completing a sex act, you know, in a satisfying manner.
Particularly if they have a small penis.
Yeah,
oh my God, which I have encountered. Very sad. I can tell you right now, there was no orgasm on my side.
Really?
Yeah. Very sad fact.
Yeah. Now tell me, you know, I mean, while we're on the subject, you know, it's like I wanted to talk about sexual stereotypes for a moment. Okay. Like when you think of Asian men, what do you think?
Right.
What do you think of as far as sexually?
Sexually, small peepee.
Small peepee. You see, it's the first thing you said.
Most definitely.
The first thing you said. Now let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you think of black men, what do you think of?
Well, you can't ask me that question.
Okay.
Because I've been influenced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, but they have a reputation for having big penises, right?
And
obviously, not all of them.
I can tell you, probably. A good 70-odd% of that is incorrect.
Yeah, probably. But that's...
It's regular.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, I guess, you know, many. But that's the stereotype. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if it's really a stereotype. Because let me bring this up to you. Look, look at Japanese women, for example.
Right.
Right? Or I don't know why I'm saying Japanese. Let's just say Asians.
Asian.
Yeah, because they seem to be similar. I mean, I don't want to put them all in the same bucket, you know, per se. So let's talk about Japanese for a moment.
Okay.
So Japanese women are small.
Yes.
They're little.
Yes.
So, and I'm thinking there is a reason why the Asian men are small. So they can fit... Inside the woman.
Woman. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you can imagine if you bring her like something the size of a baseball bat, she's going to be ripped apart, you know. So it seems like the men sort of like match the women.
Right.
You know? And so it makes you wonder on the black side if that is indeed the same thing.
The same thing.
Yeah, but I can't imagine that black women would necessarily have like large...
Well, I don't know. That'd be very interesting to look up the research on that.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is living in Japan, I did live in Japan, and actually so did my boyfriend. He lived in Japan for a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as an exchange student when he was... Yeah.
Now, how difficult is that when nobody speaks English? You know, or maybe
he learned Japanese.
He did?
He speaks, reads, and writes Japanese.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a clever young devil. Yeah,
it is. He is. Yeah. I mean, that's a hard language to learn.
It is. Yeah. But, he never encountered anything sexual over there. But myself being over there, I remember being on a tour bus. Uh-huh. And the Japanese lady was, you know, going around and... This is such and such, and this is such and such. Uh-huh. And then she pointed out this little tiny, like, hotel.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Love Hotel, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can actually hire out the rooms for 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
Or however long you want.
Do they have, like, a jacuzzi in there and everything?
I don't know. Oh. I never went in there.
Oh, you never went in?
No, I never went in there. Uh-huh. But the whole thing was that she pointed out that for all you men... on the bus, meaning, you know, other than Japanese, like Caucasian and black,
uh-huh,
right?
Right.
Because there were different people on the bus.
Yeah.
She said, make sure you bring your own, because she pointed out that the condoms in Japan are considerably smaller than your regular condoms here in the U.S. that you would get from the U.S. or Australia. Yeah.
Well, the glove has to fit, you know.
Yes.
if the glove.
But the funny thing is she pulled out the regular one.
Uh-huh.
You know, she says, and this is for the Japanese. Uh-huh. Or what did
was
she
it
do?
Out of the package? She actually
no, no, no.
It?
She oh, just okay. she just like, you know, held up the packet, right?
Okay.
It was so hilarious. It was so funny, and so she brought that up, uh-huh. and then she brought up the Magnum. You know, the big one, the real big one for the. And she goes, and this is for you, gentlemen out there. You know, pointing to the black guys.
Uh-huh, really?
And yeah, and then she pulled out the zitty bitty one, and she goes. Unfortunately, this is what we have to put up with. So in like talking to a few Asian women, they want bigger penises.
Probably.
Yeah. Because she got all excited over the Magnum.
Yeah. I guess in general, most women like it large, you know, and you can't blame them. I mean, you know, you want to feel it. You want to feel violated when you have sex. You know?
Remember, we've had this conversation before about size or not, you know, trying to feel it. You know, all those disappointed women out there who've, you know, have got. I mean, you've got your average guy, but if you can't feel your average guy or a little above average guy, then you need to be out exercising.
Yeah, you should.
Do your Kegel exercises. Tighten up those twat muscles.
Yeah, either that or go hunting for a bigger penis, you know.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, my father said to me, he said, you know, too many dicks will... oh, my gosh. What did he say? Too many dicks will... Oh, I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
But he had a terminology.
Make you loose.
No. He had a terminology that, you know, too many dicks, obviously you're encountering different sizes and things like that. So therefore, you're never going to be satisfied.
Mm. You're always looking for more.
You're always looking for a bigger or better or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, you know, keep them down.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't learn that lesson.
Yeah. So, but from what I understand, most women prefer girth than length. Do you find that
yes,
to be
I
true?
Find that true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and it makes sense too. You know, I mean, you don't want someone banging on your uterus.
Yeah.
You know, like
on
banging
your cervix.
In there, right? Or the cervix.
It hurts.
Yeah. And but yet you want someone to stretch you out. You know?
Yeah.
You want to feel it on the walls. You know.
I tell you what, those women out there who are disappointed, go ahead and buy yourself a dildo.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I guess that always works, right?
Yeah.
But some women want a body attached to it, you know. And then,
yeah.
And
no, no, no. You bring it in bed with you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but you don't get the body with you.
Yeah,
you
I know.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It needs to be attached to something or someone.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, back to the question.
Uh-oh. I thought we had.
So you haven't. Okay, but you haven't had sex for a month.
No.
Okay, what's that like?
Well, it doesn't really faze me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think about it that much.
No, not at all.
Great.
But I mean, I have lied down or sat there, and it's like, mm-hmm. oh God, I could do with some right now. And that's when I go in the bedroom and pull out my little
pleasure yourself,
my little pleasure chest, and
You have like an entire toy box there.
No. I was trying to be discreet. I don't know. Even that doesn't sound discreet, does it?
No,
it doesn't. Sounds like I've got this big box of toys.
Yeah, like a toolbox, you know.
No, it's just a little packet like this, little tiny packet.
I see. Okay, yeah. Like a pocket rocket or something.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
My God, you've got to go out and get one. Not you, but
not
I'm
me.
Talking to the ladies out there. I mean,
now,
seriously.
Do you ever travel with that? I mean, do you...
Yes.
You do?
I have.
And aren't
you
embarrassed they're going to see that in the machine or if
no,
they open
up your
bags?
No, because a lot of people don't even know what it is. It's like the tiniest little thing.
I see, okay.
About, what, 2 inches
Yeah, plus
long,
I guess you could put it in the suitcase and check it in.
And it's the size of, you know, a pen, you know, bigger than a pen or a couple of pens together.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so...
And that's good enough for you.
That's good enough for me. It works. And the thing is, I can bring it into the bed scene with my, you know, with my boyfriend, and it's all good.
That's true. That's true. Oh, your phone's ringing. Someone wants you.
What is that? I was wondering what the hell that noise was.
Yeah.
How funny.
Yeah.
It sounded like bird cheeping, bird chirpings or something like that.
Is that your ring? Normal ring?
No, it's not. That's why I couldn't recognize, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
No, actually, it looks like my phone is on roam, so obviously it has a different ring.
It's on roam? How can you be... Oh, yeah, that's right, because your number is from Washington.
No, it normally isn't like that.
Really?
I don't know.
Because you have a Washington number. I would think you'd be roaming the whole time.
No, I have free roam.
Oh,
free roam,
well,
that's
that
why
case,
I kept the same number.
I see, okay.
Yeah, cool. It's easier for my family back home, too.
Yeah. So, how did you speak to them often, your family?
I try to. We don't really have much communication.
Really?
Yeah.
Are both your parents still alive?
Yes, they are.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
My dad's on the farm. Still on the farm. He's been there all his life.
Really? And they're not together anymore, though?
No. They separated about 15 years ago.
Really?
No, maybe even more than that now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So my mom up and left. She packed everything, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't ask why. I'm sure she had her own reasons.
Well, but I was angry for a number of years, but now I understand why.
Yeah, great. Listen, I just realized it's 9:45 already, and we do have a guest or guests, and these are the ones I thought were
coming
yesterday.
You were still keeping this secret from me, right,
as
to who they are and what they're going to talk about?
I don't know why, because I don't really get a chance to talk to you.
I know.
I mean, we all get talked out on the show.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some more gossip?
Yeah.
All right. You know, Paris Hilton has a little, you know, posse that comes along with her and everything like that.
Right.
Well, a couple of her groups of girls went out last night. Last night, this is.
Right.
And they went to the Katsu. Oh gosh, what's that restaurant? Katsua Japanese restaurant.
Done.
Or club, or
never
Katsua Club. Anyway, it's in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
And they had gotten themselves so drunk that one of them came out with no pants. Nothing, zip, nothing. No skirt, no underwear, no pants to be seen. And the only thing that she had wrapped around her was her sweater. You could totally see everything.
Now?
Paris Hilton's, like, hanger-oners, so to speak.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them was named Carolyn D'Amour, but the other girl that was with Carolyn, she was the one that came out literally naked,
really?
No pants.
But it's freezing. How could she do that? Was that outside or inside the club?
Obviously, she was so drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened or, like, what in... I mean, how drunk can you be?
Yeah, I mean, why are people
coming
so crazy,
out,
you know?
Coming out of the the club with no pants.
Right.
What the hell was she up to?
Yeah, I don't know. People are crazy. But listen, I just wanted to touch on remember Mercy, our guest yesterday, okay? I've got to tell you that people were just compelled by the interview.
Yeah.
People thought she was fascinating.
Yes.
Her story. I mean, I was touched.
I had a couple of people call me up and mention it to me.
That was a great interview.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
And it just amazes me that a young woman like her would take up a cause like this. And just think where she came from. Her English was just so impressive. you know.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it
and
was.
And she said, like, she's only been here a year where she was actually forced to speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
But her English is magnificent.
Yeah, and she learned that in her, you know, back home in Africa.
But she also stated that she never spoke it very often.
Yeah.
And yet, it, I mean, even her words were articulate. She had good vocabulary. It was amazing.
Yeah, I got to tell you that.
I think there's something to be learned about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But she was very impressive, and it was nice to have her. And
yeah, it was.
And I'm glad about all the positive response. You know, I mean,
yeah.
People care and stuff, and,
yes.
and are intrigued by stories like that. You know.
No, I thought so too.
Yeah. So listen, anyway, let's take a break and bring our guests here after.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we'll be right back.
What?
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. Sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere.
Listening to BBS Talk Radio.
You're listening to BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about the long break.
And, oh, I don't think it's a problem.
No?
Well, I did try to find our guests, but they're obviously not arrived yet.
No, they'll probably be late.
I would say so.
Yeah, because I don't think she's going to flake out because she called me.
Yeah, well, and, maybe she's trying to find parking. Have we discussed where they need to park?
Yeah, I told her exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But I had a feeling, you know what, well, yeah, she called, because she called about 8:45 or something.
Right.
So, and she's coming from... not too far, so I think we're okay with that. But
well, you know how these Los Angelites say, "Oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes." Yeah. Meanwhile, half an hour goes past.
Yeah, because of all the traffic.
Or, you know, William does that a lot, right?
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll get the phone call and he'll say, "I'll be there in 5 minutes. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready." Meanwhile, he still hasn't had a shower. He's still not even out of bed or anything like that. And 5 minutes turns into an hour, I swear.
Yeah.
I've learned to say, at least give him an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. He's worse than a woman.
Really, huh?
I hope you're hearing this, William, because you are.
Has he listened to the show at all?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, what does he think?
Yeah, he loves it. He really likes it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice.
So,
yeah, that's a little contact with you for him, huh? He can listen to the show anytime, hear your voice.
Yeah.
Very nice. You see what the internet can do?
Yeah, I know. Connects us.
Yeah.
Well, the internet, you know how you were talking about Skype earlier on? Or,
yes.
You know, the internet phone services?
Right. Uh-huh.
You can call from computer to computer, no matter where you are in the world,
right. Via
Skype for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the computer. It's amazing.
It's
an amazing program.
But if you get, if you spend $3 a month, you can actually get your own phone number.
So
people
Skype.
Can call you from a regular phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's, it's a very good thing.
I think so.
Yeah. We have something similar, but, I'm paying a lot more for that. You know, I think it's a little more advanced than Skype. But yeah. I mean, the things you can do with the internet is just amazing, you know. And I remember when it first started. I mean, back then, before the internet started, you had AOL,
yeah.
You had CompuServe, there was I can't remember that, the other one that, never mind, but there was another one, and people would just log on, and, and there was like chat rooms and all kinds of things. And
have you ever been in one of those chat rooms?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
How do you get into the chat room?
You mean the real-time ones, not like the forum that we have?
No, the real-time ones.
Yeah. That one is crazy. And I mean, I don't do this anymore. It was just nice as a novelty in the beginning.
Right.
But it's essentially like people screaming across the room. Because if you have like 10 people and each one is talking to someone else,
right.
But all the messages are displayed. You know, so it seems like people are shouting across the room.
So everyone's like typing really fast?
Yeah.
Sending messages to whoever.
Yeah, exactly. Or the address of a certain person.
Right.
And, and just talk to them back and forth. So there's no continuity to the messages, you know. It's like everybody's talking about everything, you know.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. So that's why I don't do that anymore.
It's happened a couple of times when I have been on Skype.
Uh-huh.
Gmail. Gmail does it.
Right.
And if you're on your Gmail account and someone sees that you're actually online, they can send you a little text message.
Oh, really?
And everything. And that's happened to me a couple of times.
Really?
And
as you're typing in, suddenly something pops up.
Yeah. I was
really?
Like, who's this? What's this? You know? And I remember the first time it happened, it was from my oldest brother's daughter.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh my God, it's Gabrielle. I can't believe it. So I got all fascinated about this quick, emailing kind of thing or text emailing, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
So instant. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a revolution, this internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's changed the entire world.
Anyways, I said, well, please send me a picture, you know, and so you can do that through this little device.
Right.
You can send attachments.
Uh-huh.
She sent me a photo, and I almost flipped over because I remember her as a little girl.
Yeah.
And she sends this picture, and she's this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
Really?
Yeah, just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I was astounded. It's like, holy crap, you've just grown to the most beautiful woman.
Really?
Yeah, it was just a shock.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, hi, auntie. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's become
so
a small
amazing.
World, you know.
Yeah, it has.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you about last night and the night before. You know, we live in the valley.
Yes.
And we're in an apartment building, and we have a balcony facing the street. So I like to sit there outside, you know, smoke a cigarette and read sometimes, work on the laptop.
Yeah.
So I see everything that's happening that goes on, you know. I'm just like that old man that sits there and looks at the whole neighborhood, you know.
Right.
Because he's got nothing better to do. And the night before last, I'm sitting outside. I went outside for a cigarette, and I see this guy. I think it was a black guy, and he's like shouting at somebody and starting to like run, you know, like behind the building and something. And I'm like, what's going on here, you know? So, you know, and then a few people, then a couple of his friends, I think, came out of one building. And then before you know it, 10 police cars, 10 cruisers at least, and a helicopter above, right? And,
wow.
Yeah, and everybody's like, you know,
Everybody starts coming out on the balcony to take a look.
Yeah, or going downstairs, you know. But the thing is this, is that we've wanted to move away from there for a while because the farther half of the street from us is obviously not a great area. And this is like on the same street.
Right.
But you see a lot of like, you know, undesirable element hanging out there. There's probably some drug selling going on, drug dealing and shit. And so, I mean, we've seen like cops coming there and jumping into the balcony and breaking into an apartment. And
really?
And, yeah. I mean, there's always like action there, you know. Then one time they closed off our street because across from the main street near it, there was apparently a guy in a house with a shotgun and stuff and threatening people. And, you know, so again, and this is like a good area, Manu. You know, it's not just like we don't live in shit, you know. This is considered a good area. And so the cops, you know, sort of like left. And then they came back and they had this guy handcuffed. And they got him out of the car. And I think they brought him so the other guy could identify him, you know. So now, as to what happened, I'll tell you in a second. But last night, we left the sliding door open, and suddenly my wife and I hear like, you know, and I'm looking outside, and this girl is running, screaming, and looking behind her, you know, like as though she's running away from something or someone.
Right.
She went into that same building, which is across the street. And that's considered a good building, you know.
This building is what? Another apartment?
Another apartment building.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the whole street is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I see her running. And at first I didn't think it was a big deal because sometimes you have like young girls walking the street and they start shouting and screaming just for fun, you know. And so I thought that's what this is, you know. I didn't realize what it was. And my wife comes in, what's going on? I said, I don't know, you know. So before you know it, police cars again. And people coming out of that apartment building. And I don't even know who they were.
Oh, geez, what's going on?
Yeah, and you know, again, you get like cops and shit. So then one cop comes to me, comes below my balcony across the street. And he goes, excuse me, sir. You know, and I'm like... totally focused on my laptop, so I don't know where the voice is coming from. He goes, like, down here. So I'm looking at him, and
Floors you are?
I'm on the first floor, like the second floor from the ground.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, but it's the first floor of the building, you know.
Right.
Nobody below us. And so he says, how long have you been sitting out here? And I said, well, I actually saw the girl running and screaming, you know, but... That's about all I saw, you know. And I think someone shouted to her like a male voice, like, come back here or something, you know. So I don't know what was going on. But at any rate, apparently someone was trying to attack her. I mean, that's what it seemed like to me. I didn't go downstairs to mix up with all the people. I figured, you know, I have like a balcony view.
I'll stay up here.
Yeah, stay up here. And so before I finished answering him, his partner starts running towards their car, the police car, and then this guy that started talking to me, he runs to the car, and they speed away, you know, from the scene. So go figure, you know, what they were told on the walkie-talkie, you know, it's like, so I don't know what happened. But then, apparently, we have friends that live in that building, so... they told
my wife.
Well,
they get more action than they.
Yeah, apparently, than they bargained for, you know.
Yeah.
And so she told my wife apparently that there were a few gang members in our area. Okay, I mean this is like it couldn't be farther from gangland, and so apparently somebody in that building left his car unlocked or something and went upstairs and he came down and he saw these people either stealing his stuff or running away or whatever, and he started chasing them. And that's what I saw the first night, is this guy chasing somebody,
right.
You know, and shouting and stuff. So, and apparently they were picked up at the McDonald's, like a couple blocks down, and they were only wearing like T-shirts and shorts. And this was like, what, 45 degrees outside?
Yeah.
So supposedly maybe they took off their clothes so they couldn't be identified.
It would appear that way, right?
Yeah, you know.
And they still go to McDonald's.
I mean, are these people like stupid or what? You know?
You know what? Speaking of McDonald's, all right. Okay. Sorry to change the subject on
this. That's okay. This is
but,
about
but
it.
But that sounds crazy, your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Wow. I've
And I can't believe it. And my wife is like constantly, let's move away. And
How long have you been there?
3 years. Almost 3 years.
Oh, you're ready for a change.
Yeah, well, you know, but the location is central.
Yes.
It's easy to get. And I love the apartment. We have a huge apartment. It's a brand new building. It's really nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Excuse me. You need to take care of that cough of yours,
I know.
So, anyway, speaking of McDonald's, down in Mississippi, they are trying to pass a legislation to force restaurants not to serve obese people. Can
Is
you
that
believe
so?
That?
Really?
Yeah, they're trying to pass it.
Really?
So obviously there's this outrage.
Are you serious? I
mean, in Mississippi.
That can't
yes.
happen.
It I know.
Happen
I know. But the state is trying to pass a law that restaurants are not allowed to serve obese people.
Jeez. Can you imagine? Well, maybe they'll start eating healthier, you know?
I don't know. But it was so funny because the picture is in front of, you know, one of those big chain restaurants and that I couldn't quite identify, but you can tell it's a chain restaurant, right? And there's this woman, ridiculously huge, and she's sitting up in her wheelchair because obviously she's too fat
really?
To walk. Yeah.
Wow.
So she's in a wheelchair.
And she fit into a wheelchair. That's probably
Well, it's a specially built one now. Yeah,
yeah,
you can get
be.
Those ones.
Yeah.
And she's all looking all huffing puffy, you know, because like, what, they're not going to serve me food more.
Yeah.
So, what, you think I'm fat?
Yeah, they're helping you. This is intervention.
Go to rehab. There should be.
Yeah.
You know, in my military back home in the Australian Army, if you get too fat, they send you to a fat farm.
Really?
Yes. I'm not
in
kidding.
In the Army?
In the Army,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
Did I hear a knock?
No, there was no knock. I just looked to see through the glass if somebody's here.
So
our guests are late, and they may not ever show up. So.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah,
they're probably getting themselves lost, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I was right. Yeah. I did hear a knock.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Hold on
Come on in. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get this beautiful lady, gentleman, and the most gorgeous little girl I've seen. Look at her. She's adorable.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. And Manu is still gone to the bathroom, but that's okay. So we're going to introduce you to our guests today. And we have a very special young girl here, right? And what is your name?
Nene.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn up the... Okay, say it again. What's your name?
Nene.
Nene. That's a nice name.
Thank you.
Is that your real name?
No.
What's your real name?
My real name is Mirajane.
Mirajane? Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, I see. Manu went and got water for everyone. That was very nice. Thank you, Manu. And she's here with her parents, right?
Yeah.
And let's speak to her mom. Introduce yourself.
Yes. Hi, I'm Monique Kirby, Nene's mother.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not hearing you. I don't know why. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. I'm Monique Kirby, Nene's mother.
Hello.
Hi.
And so you wrote to us and you said that you have a very special girl.
Yes.
And
she looks
she
special.
Performs. Yeah. She does. And this is Manu, by the way. Did you say hi to Manu?
Yeah,
she brought
did.
You some water.
Manu.
Yeah.
That was the first thing she asked me. Can I have some water?
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
That's why I took
coming
off.
Here, Nene?
No.
No, you're not nervous? You're not nervous?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, just stay close to the microphone, okay, so we can hear you.
Yeah, right and up to the place, to like this.
And then you'll be able to hear yourself on
you're
the internet.
You're almost kissing it.
Yeah. Okay, so Monique, when did Nene start? Well, tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Basically, why I'm here is I think Nene is an inspiration story.
Okay, let's hear that.
She's multi-talented, and she's just basically natural, has no training at all.
Really?
Yeah, everything she does or do is actually natural. It just comes, it's within her to be this way.
Right.
So we are actually, me and my husband Tony, we actually are on Nene's journey. It's Nene's life.
Right.
And she's titled her own journey, and she calls it Nene's life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so everything we do. And when she's on camera, that's how she speaks. It's Nene's life. I'm Nene. I'm 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And that's how she speaks about everything.
Wow. Nice. So what age did you discover this about her?
Oh, Nene was probably less than a year. She was very an advanced child, started walking early, talking early. And when I say talking, she was speaking actual sentences.
Wow.
At what age?
She was barely under a year.
Wow.
Barely under a year.
Really?
Yes.
Nene, you learned to speak early?
Yes.
Really?
I would say when I was 2, I started dancing.
Really?
You did. And where did you learn
to
dance?
Look at her. She's adorable.
She's out of this world, this girl.
Well, I love to sing, and I love to dance, and I love to model.
To model, too? What do you model? Clothes?
Totally. Look at her. She's so cute.
And
really?
I did a poster for Mervyn's and Macy's.
Oh, wow. Look at that poster.
This?
Yeah, they brought us a poster
yeah,
here.
Yeah, nationwide.
Hey,
it was
look.
A nationwide.
That's a Halloween poster,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was out in every store nationwide in October.
Wow. Something spooky, something fun. And you're dressed like a tiger.
It's a cheetah.
A cheetah. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What do I know?
Good response there, Nene.
Yeah.
Put him in his
so
place.
So you're a comedian, too. You're funny, too, right?
All my family say that I'm really funny.
They say you're funny? Well, I think you are.
I think you are, too.
Yeah.
So, Nene, have you heard of the term indigo children?
I think I have.
You think you have? Well, indigo children is known to children who are born with a natural talent that are really, really special people, and for some unknown reason, you know, they develop into very highly intelligent, highly talented, very special people, and they refer to them as the indigo children. My sister had one. His name is Steele, and even from like itty bitty, he was just like this amazing thing. But his talent came from mathematics.
Wow.
I'm talking about this kid was doing arrow whatever the, whatever it was, you know, to do his space, all the mathematics and everything like that by the time he was 10 years old.
Wow. It's hard to explain these things.
I know. And at age 10, he competed in the nationwide of Australia. He competed as with all the other students, like year 12 students, in the mathematics competition in Australia, and he won.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So how's that?
Monique, please get closer to the microphone, because we're not going to hear you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not too close, a little bit farther. Okay. It's just, yeah, it has to be like just perfect, okay. You know, otherwise we won't hear you very well.
You won't hear me.
Okay. So you realized right away that you had a special daughter here.
Yes.
A special child.
Yes, early on.
Yeah. And so she was speaking fluently, what, by the age of two?
A year and a half. She was probably about a little under a year and a half. She was really speaking sentences. She would say real intelligent things that you would never hear from a child.
Yeah.
And she made a lot of sense. She had a like serious look on her face and very, very intelligent.
Jeez, wow.
And she told us then what
she
wanted to do.
And you were blown away by this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she already knew what she wanted to do?
She knew what she wanted to do very, very young.
Wow.
Very young.
Wow. And that's what you wanted to do, Nene? Is to sing and dance and model?
And when I do something, I keep doing it. I follow my dreams.
Yeah, wow. And you already have dreams at this age, huh?
That's amazing.
My God. I mean, where were my dreams at this age, you know? I mean,
you know what my dreams were? Going down to the riverbank and fish.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Did we ask Nene how old you are? How old are you?
Six.
6 years old? Did you start going to first grade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? And what's it like? You like school?
Yes, it's fun.
Yeah? Do people think you're special when you dance and sing to them and stuff? Do you sing at school?
A little bit?
Well, you'll sing a lot more, I'm sure. Let me bring up her microphone a little bit. So where do you sing? Do you have anything recorded?
Yes, I have a CD called Slam Baby, but it's not really finished yet.
It's not finished, but it's called Slam Baby?
Yes, I have a little bit of it done.
Uh-huh. And where did you record this? At a studio?
I recorded it in California where I used to live, where my Uncle Dennis was. I went over his house and he helped me record it.
Oh,
did he have a little recording studio or something?
Yes.
He did? Oh.
Wow, that's amazing. So she started at an early age, Monique, she started to sing as well.
Yes, she started dancing, singing, and doing monologue skits from different things that would appear on TV.
Really?
She'd get into those characters and act them out.
Really?
Wow. And you understood every word she said. She was very emotional.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And because she embodied these things, we started taking her with us around other celebrities and other people in the entertainment business.
Right.
Yeah.
So she actually, she's real close to a friend of mine, Linnell.
Mm-hmm.
Linnell is like a godmother to Nene, and she's real close to her daughter, Danelle. And Linnell's in the industry. She's one of the top 10 comics in L.A.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, have you, are you out there promoting her in the industry? Does she have an agent? Do you have an agent?
Yeah.
You do? Who's your agent, sweetie?
Her name's Sherry.
Sherry? Okay.
Is she nice?
Yes.
You like her?
Yes.
Does she get you work and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a busy girl.
Yes. And when I used to go to San Francisco, Sherry used to call me, and she said that she needs me, so she used to take print pictures of me.
Print pictures of you. Wow. This girl's got some confidence on her, you know? I mean, me in 47 years, I don't have that much self-confidence in myself. You know?
You know what? That's the one thing about young children, and particularly talented young children. They have no fear because they haven't been obscured by facing fears and facing obstacles.
Yeah, she's
And it's really amazing. You'll find all these child actors and talented children, because they don't have one, they haven't been hurt completely by the ego, you know, the ego source saying you're not good enough or you're not this and that. So their heart is completely there and out there and doing it
right.
with no fear and no holding back. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, she's comfortable in her own skin, obviously,
right, exactly.
you know, and that allows her to speak freely and so forth. You know, I mean, I think an average child would come in here and totally not know what to say or be afraid to open their mouth,
right,
you know.
Right, and be very
yeah.
nervous
yeah.
and pretty shy.
Yeah.
And look, I'm looking at some pictures here, and it's very obvious that this young lady definitely knows how to strike a pose.
Yeah, the camera likes
her. I mean,
her, huh?
The camera obviously loves her, and she's very confident. I mean, she looks very confident in these pictures.
Yeah,
but it's amazing.
But Nene, what happened to your teeth?
Well, since I got older and older, they started to fall out.
Oh, why is that? Why do they fall out?
Because when my teeth fall out, that means that I'm getting older.
That's right. That's exactly what it means. Are you going to have new teeth, or are you going to stay like that for the rest of your life?
I'm going to have new teeth.
You're going to have new teeth, of course.
And this one's about to fall out, too.
It is. Wow. Those are cute little teeth. You better save them.
Are you getting some money from the tooth fairy?
Yes.
You are?
Wow.
Good.
Is she generous?
And once when my tooth fell out, the tooth fairy gave me $1 and a Barbie.
A dollar and a Barbie?
And a Barbie? Mm-hmm.
You see, again, I mean, what kind of childhood did I have? I didn't get any of these things, you know? I mean, my tooth fell off, and okay, let's move on, you know?
I know. I swallowed my teeth.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time I lost a tooth, I was doing something outrageous, you know, jumping or playing around.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I swallowed a couple of teeth.
Yeah. So, Nene, do you have lots of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like them?
Yeah, they're very fun to play with.
Oh, who's your best friend?
Well, my best friend is just my family.
Your family? Wow.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
gosh. What a response.
Yeah, just the right thing you want to hear, right?
look how adorable this picture is.
I know. She's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they call that her money shot in the industry.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah?
This
yeah,
is
they
it.
Do. They call
I picked
that.
It out. Picked
they,
it out right away.
They call
away.
It her money shot.
Yeah.
That's a money
when
shot.
When they see it, they call it the money shot.
Yeah, so she's a very mature
is.
Girl, obviously.
Oh, of course.
What about at school? I mean, have they given any indication that she should maybe skip to the next level, next grade?
Well, I don't really encourage her industry work, what she does in school,
because
I don't want the other kids to feel jealousy, and some of them might not be comfortable because she might get special treatments, because sometimes she has to be out of school for a couple of days because she's on auditions or she's actually on a job or a set.
Right.
And a lot of kids, if you're not in the industry, you don't understand that.
Right.
Why is she, you know,
particularly at that age.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand, so she don't really talk about it in school and share a lot of what she do outside of school.
Right.
And I spoke with the teachers, and they understood why I wanted to keep it, you know.
Yeah, low profile.
Low profile.
Yeah.
I don't want her to, you know, them to.
What's that mean?
Yeah, because if other kids find out that I'm in the industry and do a lot of stuff, they might feel jealous, and they might not be my friends anymore.
That's right. Yeah, people are that way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people get jealous, Nene?
Well, because I think they might get jealous because they don't really go in the industry and do a lot of stuff like me.
And you think people want to do that? A lot of people want to do what you're doing, right?
Because it's really fun, and other kids might feel left out.
That's right, exactly. And you're very considerate, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt other people's feelings, right?
Yeah, so
but then one day you'll be a star, and they'll be jealous, but you won't have any choice. You know, I mean,
now,
people are just always jealous, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you're preparing the ground for her? Because obviously she's going in directions beyond probably what we can dream of right now.
Right.
Do you feel a little anxious of when she does get older? And I'm probably referring to, you know, these celebrities who are, you know, in the early 20s and so on, and they're having a really hard time with, you know, drugs, alcohol.
Right.
Do you feel that that's going to be a concern? Or, I mean, are you preparing this whole thing?
Yeah,
because it seems to be an issue with star children.
Right. Yeah, we've discussed that. I think Nene is well grounded. She's pretty mature for her age. I know she's she's a young six. She just turned six in just past year in October.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's a young six. But she has family. She has family, and she has a
good
couple
family.
Of other family members that are in the industry.
Okay. All right.
And
good.
They're young.
Yes.
And as long as she has her parents, we're always support. Like I said, it's Nene's journey. We're on her journey. We've jumped aboard and riding on her carpet ride.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever criticized you for getting your daughter at such an early age into such a volatile industry? You know, where there's a lot of competition and a lot of there's just a lot of talent in this town.
Right,
you know.
Is.
So has anybody ever brought up the fact that she's too young for this?
No.
They
embrace her. Like I said, when they see her picture and they meet her,
the money
she
shot,
she becomes the money
and the meter.
Shot, the it girl. They see potential in her, and she's phenomenal. They embrace her, and they want to know why isn't she doing more.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much a child at her age can do. So
right.
I have her under restraints at a certain point.
Right.
You know, she needs to be a child.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's more important. They need to be a child.
Now, does that concern you? I mean, because look at child actors. You know, I mean, they're not like very well adjusted when they get older.
Right.
And I think it's because they're accustomed to all that attention that when it's gone, it's hard to deal with it anymore.
Right.
You know, because, you know, when you're famous and successful, everybody wants to be around you.
Right, exactly.
And then it's suddenly gone.
They don't
you know?
Say no to you. Everything you want or need, they're right. It's at your beck and call.
Yeah. So were you concerned about that?
No, I'm not concerned about that with Nene because she's a child. She does everything a child does. She goes to the park. She can tell you all the things that she does, and it's children things. But I know some kids that are in the industry will tell you that they didn't have a childhood. They don't recall
but,
anything.
But you know
special.
What? The difference, though, is that she's not as famous yet as some of the other people, you know. So she's not like a household name yet,
right.
And I wish her that she will be, right, Nene?
Yeah.
Do you want everybody to know
you? Look at
you?
The smile. When she heard that, when you were speaking, she smiled big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to the microphone, Nene. So do you think you? What did I ask her?
Something
do you remember
about
what I
household.
Asked you, Nene? Yeah. So do you want everybody to know you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if they get to know me, better, they could they will really like me, and they would start to come around me more, so they could know what it's like.
They could have somebody to look up to?
Yes.
Good, good.
You're going to be a role model
yes.
for other people? Mm-hmm. Be a good person? I was trying to figure something out. When I've worked on set before mm-hmm. with star children, and it always disturbs me a little bit because they have their own trailer and another special trailer for schooling.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're on set, you know, they have an actual teacher,
right,
qualified teacher, that runs them through homework
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But then when they come on set, it's all pamper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like we were saying, you know, they're not used to being told no.
Right.
Because once they're on set, it's all like, is it you okay? You want this? You want that? You want that? And
everybody caters to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
Well, Nene, you brought us a little CD, right?
We're going to listen to it.
That's your first song?
Great.
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to it. And that's the one that your uncle helped you make? Cool.
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to it.
This is you singing, right?
Yes.
Ooh. Awesome. Get it running, Sam. Get it running.
Well, I don't know why it doesn't want to play. There.
It's going to play now?
It better.
All right.
My mommy's on the dead street, 1440 Mary Street. Every night they have a fight in the
street,
but they say, it's not acrobatic, I'm also a fright. My BTA, my submarine, my jelly bean, my bookie.
What you say?
Home alone, there's nothing to do but play. When your mind is out, you're home alone. There's nothing to do but play.
That's it.
That's her next verse when she goes into the studio. So she's already ready and knows when to come in.
Right.
Wow.
No studio.
And that's a hard song, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to say a lot of words quickly, you know? Wow.
Yeah.
And how long did you practice for that, Nene?
Well, I practice a lot of times because when you do something and you need to get better at it, all you have to do is just practice and practice and practice.
That's right.
And
wow.
And then you'll get better at it.
Oh, you know, I wish I had that kind of get up and go.
Her father wants to say, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tony Kirby.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
I just want to say that when we went into the studio to do this, Nene recorded that. She did that in like one take.
She did that in one take.
She knew it before she got there. So when we got in the studio, she did that. She did that verse in one take.
Wow.
Yeah, and she'd never been to a studio before.
Really?
And you have to realize,
gotta talk to the microphone.
She had never been in a studio before. And you had to realize when Nene recorded that, she was early five.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's early five.
It's amazing.
Jeez, I'm blown away. You know, and I look at her eyes, at her beautiful eyes, and you see so much wisdom in there, you know? And it's just, you know, I mean, you know what? She took a shortcut, you know? I mean, she went from 1 to 20 in 5 years, you know?
And also I wanted to add that because she's an asthmatic child. And the doctors have always said that she shouldn't sing and she shouldn't dance.
Oh, what a load of crud.
Yeah. A lot of things they say she shouldn't do because she's asthmatic. And she does everything and then some.
Really?
So,
yeah.
So that right there is an inspiration in itself.
Yeah.
Because
they
tell her right in our doctor's appointments, well, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah,
right.
Because if I run a lot and and if I talk a lot, I would have to have asthma.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you sometimes have asthma attacks, Nene?
Well, sometimes I need to use my asthma inhaler because I
it's hard to breathe.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. My daughter has that too.
Really?
It's terrible because you're always attached to that inhaler and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at least there is something for it.
There is something
it,
for relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So even though you have asthma, you still decided you're gonna sing, you're gonna act, you're gonna dance, right? So you were born for entertainment.
Yes.
It certainly looks that way.
Like how I said, I follow my dreams and I stick to them.
Yeah. So what is your dream, Nene? What is your dream?
Well, my dream is to become a big star.
A big star? Like
not,
who?
Not just a star.
Like?
A big star.
I would like to be like Raven.
Like Raven?
Yeah.
Raven.
Yeah.
Oh,
she has a TV show.
Yeah, she has
and,
TV
what is that,
show.
Nickelodeon or something? Yeah.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's right.
That.
Yeah. You see, I know all this stuff because I had two kids, you know, and I had to watch this stuff
right,
for them, you
me
know,
too.
Or fall asleep while I'm watching it.
I always wanted to meet Raven because she's so inspirational.
Is she? What's inspirational?
Awesome.
What does that mean?
Well, inspirational, that means that she has a personality and she's really nice.
Very good. Very good. I mean, this girl, I can't stop her, you know? She answers everything.
Yeah, actually, when she was about probably just turning four, that was the first time she came to me and she said, Daddy, I want to be on the Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, okay. And then as a few months go by, she would say it again. So she's been saying that ever since she's been like 4 years old.
Wow.
That she wants to be on the Disney Channel. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Well
you
know,
probably will be,
see
I'm
her
sure.
Very soon.
I mean, if not someone like her, then who, you know?
She wants her own show. She said, I want my own show. She's already got a title for it, and she already knows what she's going to do with her show.
What's the title?
It's called Nene's Life, and Nene's Life is about a little young girl has a family, and she always comes together, and she always does stuff, and she wants to tape it and put on the big screen and show everybody what's it like to be on an adventure with me.
Oh, wow. That sounds so cool.
This girl is, like, incredible.
Because I did a lot of stuff in the past days when, ever since I was 4 or 5 and when I turned 6, I started to do a lot more stuff because I turned older.
Yes, you are older. You're very old.
You want to tell them some of the celebrities that you've met and you've taken pictures with?
Okay,
You have pictures with famous people?
Let's take a look at the pictures.
She has a lot more than what we brought in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, well, I took a picture with Paul Mooney when I went to my first radio station.
Oh, yeah? And who's Paul Mooney? Is he on the radio?
I know Paul Mooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's one of the biggest comedians out there.
Oh,
yeah.
How come
I haven't heard of him? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Here's some pictures. You can take a look at them.
Okay, I would love to take a look at them. Let's see.
I think she has one in there with Wayman.
Norman, that's Norman Brown right there.
Norman Brown.
He's a jazz artist.
One of the biggest.
Wow.
Top five.
Yeah, and then who is this guy?
That's
Paul Mooney.
Oh, that's Paul Mooney. Yeah, because he looks familiar.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm. And who's that, Nene?
That's Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah, I think we met him somewhere.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, obviously you did. There you are.
he played for the Kings, and then he went from there into jazz music.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And there's you in your beautiful costume, mm-hmm. right, as a cheetah, not a tiger, right?
And I have some shoes to go with that outfit, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, look at the shoes. Here, look at the shoes. They match.
They cut off the shoes on the poster here. Look at the shoes. Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah. Well, what can I say, Nene? You've blown us away.
By the way, I do
know someone who's an agent, and they specialize in young actors.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to talk to him, okay? And I will either give you his number. I'll get you together with
him. Okay, that would be great.
Because people are looking for stuff like this.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's different. It's unusual. You don't see a lot of it, you know?
Has she signed with the agent that she's working with right now?
Her current agent is just for print only.
We're looking for theatrical.
Exactly. Yeah.
Theatrical and commercial is what you're looking for. So I know...
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I know the agent that you're talking about is theatrical and commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who they are?
No, you had mentioned it.
No, but we never talked about it. I don't know. But you know stuff about me that I never reveal. I don't know how you do that, but she does, you know. So, Nene, what do you want to tell the listeners before we wrap it up? What do you want to say?
Okay, I just want to say if you like the thing and you want to keep doing it, just keep on going out for it. Don't listen to nothing that people say.
Really?
If they say that you can't do it, just go ahead and... Just go ahead and do it. Follow your dreams. Do what you want to do and be who you want to be.
Yeah.
And know exactly what you want to say also, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Now, is that just coming from you? Like you just said that? No one else has told you that? Well, I'm sure other people have said.
I mean, I'm sure she heard things. Yeah. I mean, look, we all learn from stuff. I learn from you every day, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, you learn, you know. But the fact that she can retain it and, you know.
And verbalize it.
Yeah, verbalize it.
And believe it.
And she already knows. She, you can tell that she knows what she's talking about.
Right. She knows what it means.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Nene, what can I tell you?
You're a little
gem. I'm
happy
you came in here.
I'm going to see you on the big screen. I know it. Are you going to take me along? Because I think I waited too old to get into the business.
Yeah, you see, she's been trying for 38 years and she's nowhere. And look at you.
And I did something with Master P and Romeo. It's going to be out for Black History Month.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And that's this month, right? February.
She was a featured extra in their video.
No way.
Yes, and it's coming out, I believe it's going to be on BT. She has print pictures that the publisher took of her, so she'll be in some of the Jet magazines, Ebony.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. The song is entitled Our People, and it's a song from a soundtrack to a documentary about the Katrina victims.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And that should be released this month in February by the artist Master P. So we're all in the video. With him.
We played a song yesterday by Wu-Tang playing
on his
latest, one of his latest songs was about the conflict in Iraq and over oil and
a lot
political thing. It was very inspirational. It was like, ooh, you go, Wu-Tang.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we need a lot of inspirational messages out there now.
Yes,
and I know,
most definitely.
And
about
P
voting
has changed
as well.
His tone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember Master P when I was in my, how old was I? Mid-20s. And seeing his films, his videos, he's like, ooh.
Yeah, and he's totally changed his tone. So because he changed it, we allowed her And right. he invited us to be a part of the video also.
Yeah.
So with
actually,
the family
actually,
thing.
This is his first project mm-hmm. where he's not using any profanity or anything like that. So this is his first clean project.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Nene, you only want to work with clean projects, right?
Yes.
Nene, do you want to sing to us? Do you have a favorite song you want to sing other than Slam Baby?
Slam Baby, Slam Baby. Is oh, it? Sorry, I was just getting jiggy down.
What kind of songs do you like?
You like Ravens and the Cheetah Girls and what's that, yeah, Miley Cyrus or somebody? What song you want to do?
Is it Miley?
Oh, the Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she
right?
likes Hannah. She likes Hannah.
What song you want to sing? What you want to sing right quick on the radio?
I might sing.
You can't think of anything?
Remember you sung at Robin's okay. studio? Okay, you know
you gonna
it.
You going to sing Hannah Montana?
You know it.
Cool.
Okay, go ahead and sing it into the microphone.
I'm going to sing what's it called?
You don't remember the name of the song? Okay, just sing it anyway.
Okay. You remember the words?
Okay. It's called Best of Both Worlds.
Okay.
Oh, okay, she remembered it.
I think I've heard it.
You get the best of both worlds. She will not take a frown when you rock out the show.
I'm telling you, that's
is that
the
from Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
The
we got the next Whitney Houston here with us. Okay, well, I'm extremely happy that you guys came.
Thank you for the invite. We appreciate
so
it.
So glad you made
it. Pleasure,
thank you
a pleasure.
So much.
And not only the people that are listening live now, but you'll also be able to go on the internet. You can tell your friends or whoever you want.
It'll go
on the website.
As an
it's going to be there.
Wow.
So you'll be able to always hear yourself
on
this radio show.
That's wonderful.
Forever.
So you just have to exclude the content that we talk about before she comes
in. Okay, that's fine.
You know, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, you got to mix it up and have some fun.
Yeah. But Nene was going to say
we
something.
Do.
What were you going to say,
what are you going to say?
Did you forget?
And I'm going to call my other sister in Sacramento and tell my niece, and they could go online and see me.
There you go. Yay. Wow. Do you go online a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go online a lot?
And we see if there's anything on there for me to do, if there's any jobs.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
What websites do you like? Do you go to the Disney Channel site and stuff, to the website?
Well, sometimes we go, if we need to go somewhere and we don't know where to go, we could Google it.
You Google it. Okay, she's already Googling.
She knows about Google.
Okay, well, I'm going home, man. I'm feeling so stupid here.
Duh.
Yeah.
Wow, Nene. You're an amazing.
Well,
you know
what? Good luck
Nene,
to you.
Nene, mm-hmm. you're my inspiration.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You see, don't give up.
Look at you. I know. You, what's that?
I have a song entitled That.
You have a song, Tony?
Song called
Don't Give
called
Up.
Don't right. Never Give Up.
Never Give Up?
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush have a song, Never Give Up. Don't give up. And
Oldie but Goodie, right?
Oldie but Goodie.
Yes,
and it's
I remember it's inspirational.
It's really, really intense in there. And
yes, I remember that song.
And he talks about, you know, how his life is miserable and he's lost
but
his
don't
job.
Give
and
up, never
and
give
she says,
up.
But don't give up.
Yeah, and it kind of just gives you that.
Go
for it.
Yeah, go for it. It's a wonderful, beautiful song.
Yeah, you sing well, but stick to your acting.
Okay. I also just want to add one thing.
Yeah.
Nene's got a lead. She's got a lead in a UCLA film, and she's been rehearsing for 2 days. She goes on camera on Thursday, and they're going to shop it to a lot of different productions and Cannes Films Festivals.
Right.
And she got the lead. She went in there and she nailed it.
Is this UCLA?
Yes.
And is it a short film?
Yes.
A short film?
Yes.
And what is the film about and what's it called?
It's actually about, it's called Grown Folks.
Grown, okay.
And we don't know a lot. They don't give you a lot of the details.
A lot of the details,
they just
yeah.
gave her script. She has a script. She's the lead, so she's carrying a lot of the movie. She has to go in and out of different scenes. She has to kind of sort of cry, kind of be sad. And keep everybody, all the adults, together.
Yeah.
Together.
Now,
this sounds really awesome.
One more project she did, too. Tell them about the She did one more project just recently where it's a documentary about a lady that helps children that needs help with, you know, food and their homework.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to air on the CW channel, and it's going to be hosted by Roger Moore.
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Just taped that last Saturday.
Now, wait, wait just a minute here. Okay, when I was a kid, okay, I loved Roger Moore.
Yes, we all loved him.
Before he ever dreamed of being James Bond, you know, he was on The Saint and The Persuaders.
Right.
And that,
this
you know,
was before film.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I, you know what? I had like a life-size poster of Roger Moore in my room, on my wall. And now this six-year-old girl is going to meet Roger Moore, and I'm going to go to my grave not having met him. You know? I mean, what is this,
That's
Nene?
Right. Yeah,
can we switch places, Nene? Do you want to do radio and I'll do what you're doing? No, she's laughing me off. Yeah, right. All right, Monique, before you guys leave, do you want to plug anything? Maybe give an email address, a phone number if you wish. Any way that people can contact you and Nene.
Sure, I'll give a phone number, Nene's phone number, that people can contact her if they have any projects or future work. She has a team getting ready to work on her MySpace. She has an entire team that's going to put her MySpace up.
Right.
So I don't have a lot of information on that, but a phone number would be 818-754-2497. That's 818-754-2497. And if you're interested in booking her for any projects or getting more information, you can go to listen to that number. It's got a recording on there that will update you on what's going on with Nene.
I see.
Now, does she have a website, or are you just going to do the
MySpace
thing?
We're going to do the MySpace and be part of her website.
Okay.
We'll come back. Please do.
Yeah. That would be great.
Absolutely.
We'll come back again.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Very welcome.
Monique and Tony, and of course, Nene.
Nene?
What are you going to do for the rest of the day now? Are you going to go singing?
Sometimes I like to sing a lot.
Yeah?
She has a rehearsal at 4 today.
For the film project.
Yeah. And on my mom's computer, you could go on there and there's a place where you could go online, and there's going to be a music place where you can just click on your favorite music.
Really? And your music's going to be there?
Pretty soon, once she gets set up with MySpace.
Yeah. Nice. Wow. She's going to be big. And you know what? And then we're going to say, hey, we had her here first.
We had her in first.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were the first.
Yeah. That's if we last that long. I mean, she's going to outlive all of us here. But, okay, so we'll just say goodbye and we'll play her song again. It's called what, Nene? What's it called?
It's called Slam Baby.
Slam Baby.
Slam Baby.
Okay, there we go.
Slam Baby. We're going to end the show with Slam Baby.
Yeah.
All right, we got it going, Sam.
Yeah, it's just that the CD takes a couple of seconds to start, I think. There we go.
Here we go.
Drop a coolie island rings, all of nature wild.
Okay, we're back. We're just blown away.
Weren't we? That was so amazing.
I mean, this girl, and she started dancing here, you know. She started dancing, yeah. You know, going like this, and I'm going, wow, man.
Yeah, she was doing the old moves and everything like that.
Yeah. You know, no, and
that is certainly an inspiration for everyone,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I got to be honest with you. When she first contacted me, I was thinking, you know, here's a parent that's trying to push their kid and you know, into a certain direction and, you know, and sort of like living indirectly through their child.
Right.
But that's not what I saw here.
No.
You know,
no,
I mean,
definitely
you
not.
See a girl.
That child certainly has her own vision, her own. She's self. Everything's in there, in her own little soul.
Yeah.
That precious little soul is definitely there.
I'm telling you, she's an old soul. She's
yeah.
an old soul. I mean, and I strongly believe that that when a child is so like smart and old, you know, I mean, they already have the knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not like they're learning, you know. They have the knowledge already, and it's just amazing. You know, I mean, you can't explain it.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
That's what I just have to say. What an amazing little girl.
She
is. And I've got both hands up for, you know, for the parents being so supportive.
They
are. And it's obvious that they're seeing, you know, her, like her, I don't even know how to explain it.
I mean,
it's like amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what occurred to me is that her mother did not constantly feed her lines.
No,
you know?
Not at
I mean,
all.
Often you get that where the parent will whisper to the child what to say, you know, if the child is sort of like just out of, you know, don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But here I didn't see that. I mean, this girl knew exactly what she's talking about.
No, I remember watching a Tyra Banks show about, no, not Tyra Banks. Your favorite person, Dr. Phil.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was about mothers who lived their lives precariously through their children and trying to push their kids to be stars and totally believe that their kids are stars. So he had probably several, you know, parent and children, you know, episodes, so to speak. And you could really tell the parents, you know, the ones who were just pushing. Now, just to bring up one incident, a mother who obviously didn't make it in the industry, was California raised, this is the mother,
right.
Was California raised, and of course she never made it in the business, okay? Now, the mother claims that she is an acting teacher, and she's done this, and sings and dances and everything like that. And a lot of the photos that they had shown of the mom was very provocative.
Right.
And then the daughter, all of being 11, 12 years old, they were going through her portfolio. And Dr. Phil is going page from page. And the daughter is being photographed provocatively.
Really?
Yes, you know, like with the old bosoms out and
really?
And in very sexual stances and
yeah,
everything
I mean,
like that.
Yeah,
and
that's so disturbing.
Dr. Phil really attacked the mother of this girl.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the case of JonBenet Ramsey sort of like brought this problem out in the open. You know,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't think about that.
And that's kind of what I thought this would be, you know, and. You know, but that's not the case. That's not the case at all.
No, definitely not.
I saw this girl operating on her own. She did not need any help.
No. It was very obvious from a little age. She knew what she wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
and
she's going to be a star, and we will have been the first ones to interview her on the air, you know.
What a great little girl.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I was saying, though. If this is not, if girls like her are not stars, then who is? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what more does it take to become a star
than
she already has?
And I really believe that, you know, Tony and
Monique,
you know, are really behind this, you know, their little girl and really do mean good things. You can tell that she's
They look like good people.
They are
they
very,
really look
yeah,
like good
you can
people.
Tell that they're good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they know the direction they are. I think that's so awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is when your parents are there
they're
and they help you
They're doing
develop.
an excellent job in preparing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're obviously going over time, but we don't mind that at all.
No.
In fact, I was going to ask you, Manu, you know, not that we're starting to interview people and stuff, and
yes.
the time flies.
I told you. I told you that was going to happen, but it makes it interesting, right?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's just that I feel we don't say enough all of that we wanted to say. So
yeah.
I got somebody yesterday asking me, telling me that you guys should do 3 hours. Two is not enough. Okay, so they can't get enough of us.
Right.
Okay. So you think about that one, Manu, because we do have an extra hour actually after our show,
yes.
a free hour, which I purposely left open
right.
in case we wanted to
in
extend the show.
In case you wanted to extend
yeah.
the show.
Yeah,
yeah I
in
know.
In case
we, were,
not me.
We,
okay.
We had already discussed that. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could be a possibility.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
But on my side, it just means whether or not I get a job.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean.
We're not going to put you on the spot. But
no.
Plus, I'm going to have a million shows on the station until I'm mm-hmm. all talked out.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Anyway, beautiful day.
It is.
And
it's turning into a wonderful day.
It is. And I want to thank all the listeners. I mean, it's just there's no greater feeling than knowing people are listening to what you have to
yeah.
say. You know?
It
and,
is true.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to leave you. And I'm going to play for you. Do you like George Michael?
Yes, I do.
I happen to like his music a lot.
Yeah.
And this is a duet he did on his latest album called 25. And he never, this song never really got famous, but I think it's an awesome song. So
yeah.
take
Don't
a listen.
Don't kiss me, darling. I want you to hear the things I said. I loved you on my way, but you know I'm gonna leave you.
Okay, Manu tells me we didn't say goodbye. I thought
no.
we did.
No, we didn't.
No.
So, well, before the song ends, we want to say goodbye to Los Angeles. We want to say goodbye to Ireland, Australia, and whoever else is listening.
Yeah,
oh,
Israel
and
Canada and all over the place.
And to my fan down in Mississippi.
You'll probably get another two today.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, have a good day, Manu.
Goodbye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Sam.
My precious week, you know I simply cannot sleep without you. My heart is simply nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. Nothing to hold. Those tears you're crying.
Time and time again, you take me back in.
Baby, you don't have to make it plain. This is not real. Look at us dancing, baby. Let's dance and show them all
how close we are.
The lies have worked so far, so we go on this deep end.
But darling, don't you know the time, baby? Look at yourself, holding back the time. Something else up your sleeve. That's why I gotta leave.
And I don't think you should stay here tonight.
Baby,
you know
that my precious week.
You know I simply
cannot sleep without you.
But someday I'll have nothing to show.
All those simple things that won't come again. Oh, do I have to make it plain? This is not real love. And I said, this is not real love.
Real love. Baby, it don't glisten and shine.
Promises I made on the day that I seduced you. Baby, don't wait for me.
I know.